According to a report released by the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, the changes could potentially knock 29,000 children off the state's subsidized health care program for low-income families. None of the changes would take effect this year, and all of them would need federal approval before they could be implemented. Research Director John Peacock says lawmakers aren't paying attention to these changes.
They need to be taken much more seriously because these are very important changes that at some future date are really going to complicate administration of the programs and reduce coverage for a whole lot of families.
For example, one of the proposed changes expands the definition of family income to include all the wage earners in a household, even if they're not related and regardless of their eligibility for Badger Care under the federal poverty guidelines. Peacock says that doesn't make sense under the Federal Affordable Care Act.
If you're going to count their income, you should count them as part of the family size as well. It's totally unfair to count their income only and not the additional cost that they bring to the household.
But a spokeswoman for the State Department of Health Services says the changes are needed to align Badger Care more closely to the private health care insurance market. And despite the fact they can't be implemented now, the department wants the flexibility to do so when and if federal approval comes. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.